Ya Allah, please forgive our sins. Ya Allah, please forgive our mistakes. O my Master, we do true, sincere repentance. Our Master, please accept our repentance. Until this moment, our Master, all of the sins that we have committed, and most definitely we have made mistakes and committed sins from our tongues, from our eyesight, from our tongues, from our body, from our hearts. We are immersed in sins, our Master. Ya, our Master, you have given this moment for forgiveness, for tawbah, for repentance, for forgiveness. O our Master, we can change our destiny, we can change our lives. O our Master, we can go from hell into paradise. Our Master, we can attain the certificate of your pleasure from the certificate of your displeasure. Our Mawla, our Master, you can become pleased with us. Our Master, please become pleased with us. You, our Master, have given us a great moment, an opportunity. Our Master, from the depths of our heart, from our tongues, from our voices, our Kareem, O Merciful, from our hearts, please allow us to say a true yearning and a true desperate plead that Allah forgive us. O our Master, we do true tawbah, repentance, please forgive us. O our Master, until this moment, until this second, the sins we've committed, saghira, big and small sins, O Allah, in front of your greatness, in front of your mercy, in front of your fadl, in front of your grace, in front of your blessings, O our Master, what is the rank and status of our sins, O our Master? We are looking at your mercy, O our Master. We don't have any amal, no actions. We have nothing to offer, O our Master. It's just your rahmah. Your mercy is so great that a sin is nothing in front of your rahmah, in front of your grace. O mercy, O our Master, you have to just give the hint, the go. I've forgiven these people. O our Master, please, our destiny will change. Our lives will change. Our direction will change. Our thinking will change. On our foreheads, the marks of prostration will come. O our Master, from our hearts, the sins and the impurity will come out. Our sins will be full of light. Oh Allah, your remembrance. Well, we want our hearts to become the place of your remembrance. Oh Allah, please, with your fadl and grace, forgive our sins. Allah, forgive our sins and our mistakes. Ya Allah, accept us. Ya Allah, please protect us and save us from the punishment of the grave. Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of the grave, from the difficulty of death. Allah, save us from destruction. Allah, save us from destruction in this world. Ya Allah, save us from destruction in this world. Ya Allah, save us from destruction thereafter. Ya Allah, give us concealment. Allah, conceal our sins. Ya Allah, conceal our mistakes. Ya Allah, conceal our defects, our downfalls, our shortcomings. The world is such that if they see an atom's weight of our shortcomings, imperfections, they will make it as high as the mountains. Allah, we won't be worth even to show our faces. Oh Allah, please conceal our sins. Ya Allah, O Master, due to our sins, Allah, please, you have gathered us, Allah, please forgive our sins. Ya Allah, our Master, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, please bestow your mercy on us. Allah, bestow your mercy on us. Ya Allah, make us successful in this world. And on the day of judgment, on the day of Hashr, resurrection, make us successful. Ya Allah, please send us to the hereafter without any destruction. Ya Allah, allow us to go into paradise without any issues. Ya Allah, give us the highest stage in paradise. Ya Allah, what we cannot even think, imagine, send us to such a high grade level in paradise. Ya Allah, with your grace and mercy. Allah, Ya Allah, you are the one who can give everything. Nothing can compete against you. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is too great for you. Impossible. Ya Allah, our hands are raised. Allah, our hands are raised. Oh Allah, merciful, we have come to your court. To your court, such beautiful and great verses you made us recite. These are those verses that the greatest prophets in their private time, in their time when they remembered you with these great verses. Allah, you allowed us to recite these great verses from our tongues, our impure tongues and our impure bodies. Where are our impure bodies and pure tongues? And you've allowed us to recite these great pure verses. You've made us worthy that we can recite these verses from our tongues. Then our Master, you can make our body pure as well. Ya Allah, make our body pure. Ya Allah, make our hearts pure. Ya Allah, make our eyesights pure. Ya Allah, make our ears pure. Ya Allah, the sins and the mistakes that are so high as mountains for us, they're so difficult to make for us to leave. Allah, make those sins so small like flies and worthless like flies in a twig. Ya Allah, take away our laziness and neglect. Allah, the mosques, the masjids you've given to us in this world, give us love for the masjids. Ya Allah, give us love for the masjids. Ya Allah, make us like insects crawling like spiders and ants in the masjids. Ya Allah, allow us to crawl into the masjids like ants and spiders. Allow every breath to be breathed in a masjid. Ya Allah, allow us to sit in the mosques, in the corners of the masjid. As soon as we enter into the masjid, allow us to sit in hiding in the corner of the masjid so that we can feel ease and satisfaction, love, so that we feel we have entered into paradise. Allah, take us away from distress and sadness. Take us away from all the worries. Free us from all the worries and distress. Allah, make our thinking the thinking of love for you. Ya Allah, our hearts, make our the hearts the abodes of love, so that we attract each other. Our love attracts each other. Ya Allah, increase the love we have for each other in the world. Ya Allah, with your fadl and grace and mercy, if we are displeased with each other, unhappy with each other, then allow us to embrace each other, love each other. Allah, take away, far away, the distress and the unhappiness we have between each other. Ya Allah, give us respect, mutual respect and love and muhabbat, so that we can love each other from our hearts. Whoever is around us, whatever status he has, allow us to see him or her in the greatness that that person is. Allah, allow us in our own eyes to belittle ourselves, to make ourselves low in status. Allah, in our own eyesight, make us look small. Allow us to see our own defects and maladies and mistakes. Don't allow us to be big-headed and proud. And in the eyes of the world, allow us to be high and high in level and stage, so we don't look small. Don't give us disrespect. Allah, give us respect in the world. Allah, increase our deeds. Don't decrease our deeds. Allow us to decrease our sins. Allah, give us in this world and hereafter. Allah, give us more and more in this world. Don't make us lose. Allah, become pleased with us and allow us to become pleased with you. Allah, allow us to become pleased with you and please be pleased with us. Allah, in the respect to the world, allow us to decrease the priority of the world and put the hereafter higher priority. Ya Allah, give us halal rizq, halal earnings. Give us pure earnings. Allah, give us such earnings, such barakat and blessings. Allah, our hands are raised. Allah, give us all of the rizq and the wealth that we need in the world. Don't let us beg in front of people. Don't let us plead to others. Allow us to just ask from you alone. And our master, the greatest wealth that you have, Allah, allow us to have one atom of that. Allow us to be content and satisfied in this world. Fill our hearts, pour into our hearts contentment, satisfaction. Allah, give us the dunya of contentment and satisfaction, that we don't feel like looking at the materialistic world. Allah, with your fadl and karam and grace and mercy, with the sadqa of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, make us the lovers of your Habib. Ya Allah, allow us to make the lovers of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, standing, sitting. Allow us to yearn and long with such deep compassion for your Habib. Ya Allah, make us lovers of your Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us that tadab, that passion, that yearning, that whenever anyone names your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us, our heart it starts to cry, our body starts to tremble. Ya Allah, make our hearts long for Medina, our master. When we lower heads, then allow us to feel that we're standing in front of the holy fence in Medina. Allah, give us the yearning, the longing for Medina, so that when we make dua, give us such connectivity and connection, and a connection with Medina and with your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we are present in front of Medina. Nothing is hard for you, Allah. Nothing is difficult for you. Allow us to implement such deeds from our bodies. Allow us to have such deeds to be implemented from our eyesight, so we get to the reward from you. Allah, we don't know what today, out of compassion and love, what we have asked from you. And Allah, there's nothing that you cannot give. You can give everything. We are leaving today with our treasure chest full. You have given us such great rank and status. Allah, this is your mercy, your grace, your fadl, and this is the sadaqah of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the fadl and grace and mercy of my Shaykh. Due to his compassion and attention and focus, we are here present today. Ya Allah, give my Shaykh that such a great status that on the day of Hashr, in front of all of the mashayikh, they envy him so much that, what a great individual, what a great human being it is. Allah, elevate him in the Naqshbandi series in order, and elevate his name and illuminate his name till the day of judgment. Allah, allow from his offspring such great walis and great individuals to be born. Allah, allow us to stand under his flag and stand it on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.